Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, Phil Smith, physicist, engineer and science communicator, is with me on the line this afternoon. Phil, is it true left-handed people are more competitive?
It seems to be. I was shocked, not horrified, but shocked. There's a new study, not the most robust study in the world, but it's indicating that left-handed people score higher on what researchers are calling hyper-competitive orientation, which basically means they have a stronger drive to win. So the study said that they're less likely to avoid competition and more likely to hunt and seek it out. So the claim isn't better that they're better at sport. It's more that they're psychologically more competitive.
Yeah, so the righties were more likely to avoid competition and the lefties recorded the higher levels of competitiveness.
Yeah, looking it out, and I suppose what's interesting is with only about 10% of people being left-handed, you know, like, why would evolution kind of keep this kind of... roughly about that kind of figure. And some, like, obviously historically, people being left-handed was more repressed. You know, it would have been the work of the devil to be left-handed in some ways. Now, it was always that right-handed people were more dominant in terms of the amount of people that they have. And I suppose being rare is an advantage in lots of different ways. And I suppose if most people are right-handed, then movements, attacks, play styles, all these kind of things are predicted and predictable. So a left-hander becomes harder to anticipate. Even you see in old castles like in Trim or other places where there's stairwells, they're always in a certain direction to preferable for the defender to be right-handed, you know, chopping down from above. So it's something that's historically ingrained in us as well.
Colin Buhig from Off the Ball is with me here, Phil, in studio today. You are left-handed.
I am.
Are you competitive?
No more than the average psycho there, Phil outlined. You know. Yeah, like, it's a really good question because you asked that in the ad break and I was like, am I competitive?
Well, it's funny, from afar, as I told you, when I see him across the desk, I would think you're a competitive person.
That guy strikes me as very competitive, the way he walks. Yeah, like, I can't, when you say, are you competitive, I immediately go by comparison to others, right?
Mm.
I genuinely don't think I'm any more competitive than the right-handers out there. And I did a quick survey before coming into studio.
The ball,
every single person on the off-the-ball desk is right-handed. At least that's in the office today. But I didn't know I was one of 10%. But I was saying beforehand, right, to Heather on your team, that I'm left-handed, okay? But, like, say I hold the phone with my right hand. I play, like, guitar with my right hand. I would even eat with right hand dominance.
You don't know what you're...
And I play sport right-sided, like right, either right-footed in football or right-handed in tennis. So the only thing I do with the left hand is right.
Is hold your pen. Texter here, Phil, tells me I'm left-handed and I am 100% absolutely the least competitive person in the world.
Well, I mean, like, these aren't absolutes. And like I said before, this study isn't necessarily the most robust in the world. It has, I suppose, it hasn't got the largest number, but it's kind of showing an indication. And I suppose you haven't got a what I would call a pure blood beside you there in terms of...
I'm a mixed breed.
Yeah. Exactly. But it is, it's also particular sports as well, as opposed to just, you know, certain sports, you know, it's more of an advantage than other. And you do get more left-handers playing in fencing, boxing, tennis, like you said, and cricket. So I suppose
you're a big tennis fan, Colin.
Yeah, definitely.
So like, 90% of your training is against other right-handed people. You're going to have an advantage. So maybe you might even consider switching, would you?
Oh, it's a bit late for me now. Like,
there's a lot of training involved, isn't there?
Yeah, I got real existential there, even in tone. It's a bit late for me now. But you know what, actually, where it was a big deal, school.
Why?
Because, I don't know if it's still the case, but say primary school, you know, you'd have two to a seat. Actually, it was the same in secondary school.
Yeah.
But if so, most people are right-handed, and 90% apparently. So if I'm writing on my left, they're writing with their right, there's an immediate clash. So I'd have to sit left.
So funny you say that. I was having dinner with a friend a couple of weeks ago, and she's left-handed. And when we went into the restaurant, there was four of us, and the seats were kind of in a sort of a, you know, two long rows in against a wall. And she said, "Oh, I'll have to sit at the outside." And I was like, "Why?" And she was like, "Sure, I'm left-handed." And I absolutely just hadn't even thought of that.
So you
do have to keep it in mind, I suppose.
Yeah, but only in that instance for writing. And also, you see, the other thing as well is, we're writing, I suppose, in a decreasing amount of regularity these days, you know, because it's mostly typing. Yeah. And again, on the phone, I'll be texting. It's all right hand, right thumb. The left is not involved. So it's really, it's literally for me, in my case, literally writing with a pen. And sure, I don't do that often anymore.
such a rarity. Yeah. For the left-handed people, my group of close friends, 8 of us are left-handed. Only 1 is right-handed. Also, my partner and child are left-handed. I know more left-handed people than I do right, says this listener, Phil.
Well, it sounds like they're grouping together for safety, like putting the wagons in a kind of a circle. The world, like you were saying, is designed predominantly for right-handed people. So maybe sticking together like that is going to be good. But it's also an indication of why being left-handed, some people have this more competitiveness, or they called it sometimes frustrated left-handers, because they've had to deal with all this, I have to sit here or to use this thing, it's designed this bit away, or I'd rather have the joystick or something else on the other side. So because you've had to constantly do that, your brain is actually wired a little bit differently, you know, over the hemispheres. So there is a kind of something called, you know, differences in what's called brain lateralization. So how tasks are differentiated between the two hemispheres. So it doesn't mean that a brain of a left-hander is better. It's more kind of slightly differently organized. So there are advantages and kind of cognitive traits that go with this. So maybe safety in numbers is the best way to go with that group.
Yeah. Also, I'm a messy writer.
Are you as well? Because
then I was told that that is the sign of creativity and in some rare cases, genius.
Or laziness, I'm sure some teachers might say too. I don't know. Listener says, I'm left-handed. I'm far less competitive than your previous texter. For the moment, off the balls, Colin Buhig and Phil Smith, engineer, science communicator. Thanks a million to you both for joining us on the programme today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday. On News Talk. Conversation that counts.